Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about connecting to your partner, grounding each other. This is largely what we rely on each other for, and an incredibly important part of what you can do for each other, even as you walk your own separate journeys. Before we get into that, a quick shout out to new listeners in Dublin, Ireland. Thank you for this connection. Welcome aboard. If you have questions, thoughts, ideas, head on over to the website. Just click on the link in the show notes. That'll take you over to the Meet Catherine Here page, where you can sign up for the newsletter, email me directly. Questions directly. You can text me questions. You can even call in and leave them on my voicemail. Let me know how I can help. So connecting to your partner, and this concept and some others, you'll find some extensions of this in the book Make Love Every Day, A New Tantra for the Connected Couple. And grounding is something that we have to do right up front. So the first thing that we did was building trust and safety with your partner. So the next thing on the agenda should be grounding each other. If you need a redo on building trust and safety, go back and listen to that podcast or read that article or check it out in the book. But that's a very important first step. So once you've established the trust and safety, next we're going to talk about grounding each other. See, sometimes one partner may be dealing with a challenge while the other is in a more grounded place. But the reality is more often that one partner is dealing with a challenge and the other partner is dealing with the challenge of an unhappy partner. See, what affects one partner affects both, because none of us wants to see our love unhappy. We want to see our love radiating joy. We are happiest when they are happy too. So we see that it's almost never one partner facing a challenge and the other is perfectly happy. But you might find that one of you is, on any given day, in a better place than the other. Calmer than the other, or enjoying more perspective than the other. Helping your partner is also helping yourself. If you can ground them, they can find their peace and joy, and you will find it too. See, partners can ground each other then, allowing you both to find peace and joy through your own independent selves and your own independent methods. So what does it mean to ground someone? It means, in simple terms, to calm them down and put them at peace. Now, I think we all know that just asking them to calm down does not work. It has the opposite effect. So if your partner is a bit spun up, or a lot spun up, what can you do? First, speak calmly and peacefully. Move calmly and peacefully. Smile at them. Remind them that you love them. Hug them if they like hugs, or hold their hand. Communicate peace and calm through every fiber of your being. Then listen. Let them vent. Get it all out. Look them in the eyes and do not interrupt. If you're certain that you can fix the situation, you might offer to help, but some situations cannot or should not be fixed. When a situation must be accepted instead of fixed, offer compassion. You might simply say, "I'm sorry. That sucks. I love you. What do you need?" Give them a chance to think about what they need. They might need some time alone, or some time with you, or a snack, or a doctor, or a different perspective. let them tell you, and provide for their needs as quickly as you can. You probably understand your partner pretty well. For couples that have been together for a long time, you might already know some ideas that would help. What always seems to help? A favorite meal or a treat? A walk in the sun? A swim? A cuddle? Maybe a funny movie or another distraction? You will find that in focusing on your partner in this way, you have also grounded yourself. But more than that, you have built trust, safety, and grounding all at the same time. Now, how do you feel? It feels wonderful to see your partner grounded and feeling better. It feels purposeful and important because it is. We are here on this earth to love and support each other. Nowhere is that more important and clear than in a love relationship. Your partner, in turn, now grounded, will return the favor, following your example. Trust, safety, and grounding swirls in an increasing spiral that strengthens your love and your caring. And you can do it every day. Become a place of peace for your partner. And they will become a place of peace for you. And one of the questions that I get around this is, you've written a book about Tantra, which everybody expects to be about sex, but the first things that you start with are trust and safety and grounding. And all these seemingly somewhat unsexy things. Yes. Yes, of course. Because how are you supposed to let go into a sexual experience if you do not have this foundation of trust, a foundation of safety, foundation of grounding, of being a place of peace and exploration for each other? Of course, this is the first thing you have to do. Yes, we'll get to the sex stuff later. Don't worry, there's going to be plenty of it. I hope for you. But the grounding is actually incredibly important. You're setting a very, very important foundation. Think of it as preparing the bed, but in reality, you're preparing this entire space of your relationship for deeper connection. And this is where it begins. So, be that place of peace. When your partner starts feeling stressed out, maybe they just had a hard day at work. Whatever it is. They're upset or stressed out about something. Notice that what we did here is we did not invalidate that. Oh, don't be stressed out. No. We didn't get upset. We didn't invalidate. You totally validate the stress. Tell me what's going on. And just listen. Let them detail the situation. Now let's recap. This is important because some things maybe you can fix. If you can fix it, go, you know, I have an idea. Is this something that could be fixed? And they'll go, yeah, maybe. What, you know, I'm looking for advice. What do you recommend? Or it might be, you know, this isn't something that should be fixed, or I'm not asking you to fix it. Or maybe it's for them to fix as a point of growth. Or maybe it's the kind of situation that you can't fix at all. That the situation just is what it is. And maybe it's hard. And maybe it can't be changed. And that's okay too. And it's really just about them wanting to be seen and wanting to be heard and wanting to know that you see them where they are in this hard situation which cannot be fixed. And it might be as simple as, you have teenagers in the home. Oof. this parenting thing is hard. It is. You're not trying to fix it and not become not parent. You're just saying, oof, this parenting thing is tough. This is tough. And your partner, or as a partner, you can just listen and go, ooh, yeah, tell me what happened. Man, that's tough. But I think you handled that, you know, really well. And man, this parenting thing is hard. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. Come here, let's have a cuddle. And you're just being in that experience with them so that they don't feel alone in their experience. And that's the grounding. So then they can go, oh, okay, somebody sees me. I'm not alone in my experience. And that's what it's about. And from here, in terms of couples, we will explore upward from this grounding to all kinds of wonderful and fantastic places. But this is the foundation that's got to be in place, and we cannot let it slip. Trust, safety, both physical and emotional, and grounding, right? So for now, just practice that. Think about how you can do that better. And I often hear from partners who their other partner may not be all that into this kind of thing, may not be all that into this couple-y stuff, these partner-type exercises. It's okay. Just do it yourself. That's the great thing about all of this, is you can be the only one doing it, and all of a sudden you will watch and they will start doing it too. You don't have to go, hon, I want us to work on our relationship. Oh my God, they will run away faster than anything. Just be the partner that you want and deserve. And your partner will start reflecting that back to you. So start here. Trust, safety, grounding, and put these aspects in place. And if you are not currently in a partnership, not currently in a romantic relationship, love relationship, you can take these same aspects, all of these non-sexual aspects, and extend them to your friends, your family. You can be a place of peace for yourself. How about that idea? How about trust and safety and grounding for yourself? Establishing that for yourself so that you can then offer that to someone else. So all of these concepts are about human connection. And obviously the sexual components are for the romantic partnership, but, or even to one amongst herself or himself. But all the other aspects you can apply to every relationship in your life. Friends, family, even strangers. Work colleagues, sure. Why not? Why not be trustworthy? Why not be grounding? Why not be a place of peace everywhere you go? Give it a try. Send me your thoughts and questions. Click the link in the show notes. Head on over there. Text me. Email me. Let me know how I can help. And you will hear directly back from me. And I am on tour right now. This is new. Very exciting. Check the web page, the banner at the top, and the little pop-up on the main homepage will tell you where I am right now. If I am near your city within an hour or so of you, let me know. Let's get together a little group. Let's meet up at the coffee shop, and let's talk about whatever you want to talk about. Relationships, the stages, whatever you're going through right now, let's connect. Real people in the real world. That would be a ton of fun. So don't be shy. Shoot me a text. Let me know where your small group is meeting. and I will be there if I can. Thanks for joining me this time. And as always, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.